What is the order how we fulfill the mitzvah of the night of the 15th? Beginning, we pour a cup for everybody and we say Beir Pri HaGofen. And we recite the Kiddush Hayim, and then we drink it, and Shachena we drink.
Afterwards, we recite it. Al Tis Daim and wash one's hand. A set table is brought on which myrrh, another vegetable, charesis, garum pesach, and the meat of the festive offerings of the 14th of Pesach. Nowadays, they commemorate. We bring two types of meat on the table: one commemorating the Korban Pesach, and one the Korban Chagiga. Base, maschal mbarik beri pri ha'adama. Then we make a beri pri ha'adama. We lekech yonik u'metabolis becharesis v'chagazayishu v'chal masubin imay. So then afterwards, take a vegetable, we dip it in charesis, the charesis, eat a kazayis. All those eating together with him and each and every one of them do not eat less than a kazayis. Afterwards, the table is taken away from the person reciting the Haggadah alone. And Mais Gan Akeis Hasheni for the sacred cup. V'kan Ben Shel. Now, this is what the child asks.
Why do we dip twice tonight?
Nowadays, we do not recite the question on this night, only roasted, for we do not have a korban. We begin describing until we say Arami Evidobi. Dalit.
Takes two cups of matzah, divides one of them, places the broken half inside the whole cake, and recites the bracha of amazing. Why does he make on two pieces, two loaves, just as he does another yom tevim? Because it says lechem ma dagish ani is prusa, just like an ani is cracked. Then he say kedech matzah water, kachas and talvah chalitz, and he say bracha from the other machelim, and he and everybody's little. Each one by itself.
Don't keep it there too long, because then the time will go away. After we wash around matzah and murder together, dip them in the charesis and eat them, by reciting the bracha of zechel amidosh. Afterwards, one continues the meal, eating whatever one desires to eat and drinks whatever one desires to drink. Conclusion, one eats from the Korban Pesach, even a small portion of kazayis, and does not taste anything. So, one eats a kazayis of matzah and does not taste anything afterwards. Why? So that after the completion of the meal, the taste of the meat of the Korban Pesach or the matzah will remain in one's mouth from eating them in the mitzvah. Complete it where you want. In a place where it's customary to eat the Korban Pesach roasted, one may eat it. People will say, "Pesach Pesach, Pesach, this is the meat of the Korban Pesach." In all places, it's forbidden to eat the whole sheep that's been roasted entirely in the night, for it would appear as though one were eating the Korban Pesach. That has been cut in pieces, is lacking a limb, or one of the limbs attached to it has been boiled, is permitted in the place where roasted is customary to eat it. Doesn't have wine. He says, Makadash ala pasuk derash eisav shabbos, makes it on bread, on matzah, like he does on Shabbos. Basic called varnam, I'll say there's a mishain la yarek, or marabubat. If he only has a vegetable, no mar, mutzilim borach ala mar, and then shtei brachas beri pri adama, and then achilas mar veichol. Sheish magad mivarach ala matzah veichol v'chizu veichol min amar v'li bracha. After he eats from the water without a bracha. Nishen em matzah mishomerz ala kazayis kashirim rishadasu me matzah, shen mishomerz ala borach ala achilas matzah veichol, lis kazayis v'ni tem after a film. Person has only a single kazayis of shomer matzah, and if the kuz eating his meal from matzah which is not washed, he recites the achilas matzah and does not taste afterwards anything. A person who slept in the midst of the meal and then woke does not begin to eat again. If some of the members of the company slept in the middle of the meal, they may eat again. If they fell into a sound slumber and they woke, they should not eat. If they all merely do stuff, they may eat. To listen to the sounding of the shaver on the first day of Tishrei. So on the sukkah throughout the 7 days of sukkahs. Take the lulav in the Beis Hamikdash throughout the 7 days of Chag Mitzvah Zeh the program either. To hear the sounding of the shofar Rosh Hashanah, as it says, it shall be a day of sounding for you. Shofar taken ben Rosh Hashanah ben be able to carry nafsafim hakvasam hakafu. The shofar which is sounded both Rosh Hashanah and the Yevil is a bed ram's horn. Hashofar is full of putzim carry nafkevus. All shofars other than of a ram are unacceptable. Bal Mishlin inspires your potatoes to a shaver as a shana, Haribu, Amer, be able to bark the shaver with a whole top of the shaver. Even though the sending of the shaver of the shana is not explicitly mentioned in the Torah, concerning the Yevil says, Rabat the shaver, Tabidu, you shall make a proclamation sounding the shaver. Yashmo Lavda Matru, Yevil Beshaver, after the Shashana Beshaver. Yashmo, we learn that, that just as the sounding required by the Torah, the Yevil requires a shaver, so the sounding of Shashana requires a shaver. Base. Bamigdash, you take him as Shashana Beshaver, after the Shtechatsit, just when that's Tadu. Bamigdash, I'm sorry. In the Mishamidash or Shashana, they would blow the shaver in the following manner. There was one shaver and two trumpets on either side. A shaver marit b'chatzitzus and mikasa shemitzaseim b'shaver. Sound of the shaver was extended, while that of the trumpet was shortened, because the midst of the day is performed with the shaver. Olam ha'teken imi b'chatzitzus. Why would the trumpet sound together? Shneim like it says, b'chatzitzus v'kol shaver real lefnei ha'melech Hashem. We shall the sound of the trumpets and the voice of the shaver before Hashem. Avosham mekemus in teken m'shashana ela b'shaver b'vat. However, in the other places in m'shashana, only the shaver is blown. Outside, we should not blow the shaver of a goy, and if you do, one is to fulfill his obligation. Concerning a stolen shaver, one who blows it fulfills the obligation because the mitzvah is only to listen for the sound, even though the listener does not touch the shaver or lift it up. A lox of theft does not apply the sound alone. L'chein shaver shal eila, shaver of an eila, a yitka boy, you should not blow it. V'im taka yatsa she'en b'kril din me'ila. There's no din me'ila by a voice. V'im temer b'alei nenem b'shem yisakil, I, you're going to ask, he's benefiting from hearing the sound. Mitzvahs leila hennes did though. Rambam quotes the famous halacha: the mitzvahs are not given for benefit. Fikach hamuda aneiv b'shiver mutlit kebeit kishal mitzvah. Based on this, person who vows not to derive benefit from a shaver, and uses the blow that's kia required to fulfill a mitzvah. Tal shaver shalosh hashana in mechan alav esim teiv afil b'lo reshul b'shul shvus. Regarding the shaver to be used on Rosh Hashanah, it's forbidden to violate the yom tiv to obtain it. Supplies even when the forbidden practice is in the category of shvus. Kitzad how so? A shaver shal ilan and meivra anar ve'en le shaver elohu ena elo bilam ena shot al pnei amayim ve'lavi. There's a shaver in a tree top or across a river, and that is the only shaver available. One may not climb a tree or swim across the water to bring it. Ve'ezer alemer shen chayt kanesi oisim ben melacha. Needless to say, we do not cut the shaver from the animal's end or perform a forbidden labor to prepare shavers that we may blow it. And you take a shaver, mitzvah saseh, v'yamta vaseh, v'lei saseh, v'ein saseh, dechle saseh. Because one of the shavers, mitzvah saseh, and v'yamta vaseh, v'lei saseh, and saseh is not dechle saseh. We're to lead them b'seh, and mayim, and yayin, and chemis, v'yamta vaseh, k'dei lechtach tseh, it's permitted to, rinse a shaver with water, wine, or vinegar, in order to improve the tone, one should not, however, ever put urine in, lest one view the mitzvah in a disgraceful manner. Hey, shear shaver gede shiyef, is then a biyadu biyadu lakan lakan. The minimum size of a shaver is a measure sufficient that one may hold the shaver but one hands with one hand's visibility, but turning on either side. That's right. In this table, the puzzle, should the shaver be cracked lengthwise? It's puzzle. Larachwe, if it's cracked width, in the shtarbek is shear, if its measure is equivalent to the shear, it's kosher. In the nifras m'makam asedek, and it says, if, nikav, but it's stomach, so if there's a hole, if it was plugged with other substance, it's puzzle. There's stomach b'mine, if it was plugged with its own kind, in the shtarbek is shalem le'ikvanakam shvist matkiyar, it's a kosher. If the majority of the shaver remained whole, that is kosher. K'tachem is a chusik kosher shemin b'minei nechetzis. If it's perforated in the inside of the horn, but then out of the wound, it's kosher. Because, the same kind is not considered an chasitza. Tibik shiv shaver is actually shlimi la'echa basam. One stick together fragments of shaver until one has been constructed a shaver, it is basam.
place of love called Shu Ben Bimini Mechele Bimini Apostle. For him, in addition to a shaver, whether of this kind or whether of another substance, is puzzle. Suppose Zob Mishrim may be Makam and Dachas Pa, puzzle. Should one coat it with gold from the inside or from the mouthpiece, is puzzle. Suppose Mahfutz, if it's coated from the outside. Im Nishtana Kalim Kukumashoy Apostle, Vim Lay, Nishtar Kosher. If the sound has changed from what was originally, it's not acceptable. The sound did not change, is kosher. Eisen Shaver, Besef Shaver. One place to one shaver within one shaver. If one hears the outer shaver, or is not fulfilled the obligation, the inside is. Should one widen the narrow portion of the shaver, narrow its wider end, the shaver is bustle. If the shaver was long and one shortened, it is kosher. If one scraped away the horn from the outside, even to the extent is kosher. Even far to the extent that it remained on the thin external shell is kosher. Regardless of whether the shaver sound is heavy, thin, or raspy, it's kosher. Okay, it's chamber shaver, because all voices are kosher for shaver.
If a person that sounds a shaver within a pit, or within a cave,
so the people that are standing in the burn in the mar, people are standing outside in kol shaver sham, but they hear the kol shaver is yotzov. If they hear the sound of echo, then la yotzov. If a person hears b'seich ha'chaviz im kol shaver sham la yotzov, im kol habara sham then la yotzov. Shaver sukaluluk chapter 2. Akol chayav nishmei kol shaver kenim levim v'stelim. Everyone is obligated to hear the sounding of the shaver, kainim, levim, Eden, converts, and freak slaves. Whoever is not himself obligated regarding this matter cannot facilitate the performance of the mitzvah for one who is obligated. Therefore, Isha Katan, or owner or Katan, should talk about shaver shemayim and lay us, you know, yeta. Adreginus is mises minim and mises shenim and adreginus could be right say is minim and another tumtum and mises layas minim and shenim and shatum trashanikra after she mats is zachar after she mats and a keva. It's possible for it will be discovered that the tumtum is really a female or zachar. Hemi shechetz avivet lechetz ben chelun and he waits to feel the atzmi shen and tzad avda shabem mises al chere shabai. First lives half free, half not, can't even mates himself because the slave cannot facilitate the performance of the mitzvah for the aspect of himself, which is free. So what should he do? He should hear a free man blow the shaver. A person who is occupied by himself with blowing the shaver, in order to learn, does not fulfill the obligation. A person who is hearing from so the person who's blowing it doesn't have a mind for the person to listen. Let's say the person who's listening doesn't have a mind from the tikkah, etc. So in the person hearing and the one allowing him, the ear must have the proper intentions. Person blew the shaver with intention of enabling of those hearing his blowing to perform the mitzvah. The listener heard while having the intention to fulfill the obligation, even though the person who blowing did not have a specific intention that this individual here is blowing, nor did he know about it, the listener will not fulfill his obligation because the blower had in mind all those who heard him. Person was traveling on a journey or was sitting in his home and heard the tikkas from the person leading the congregation, he has fulfilled his obligation. Since the leader of the congregation had intention of enabling the many to fulfill the obligation. You do not blow the shaver. It would be appropriate for the shaver to be sounded for a positive commandment of the Torah should supersede the shvus instituted by the Chachamim.
So, well, let me take in, why didn't they not sound the shofar? The creed lets the person take it in his hands or carry it in his friends, to let it can blow for him, and in this process, carry 4 hours in the shusadam. Or go from domain to domain and come into the skiller. Everybody is chayv and tkiv, and not everybody knows how at all. Children have not reached the age at which they can be educated. We need not prevent them from blowing the shofar. Our Shabbos does not, so that they will learn to blow. Adult is permitted to be involved in the instruction of the children by blowing the shofar on the festival. All the children are reached, the chinuch or not. Shatki in Israel is shushvus, because loyal shiver is permitted only as shushvus. She goes to Shlait Kibbe Shabbos and goes to Al Makam Shein Bey Bezdin. When the chassages decree not to sound the shiver on the Shabbos, they apply the decree only to place which lacked Bezdin. Am Bnuan Shoyer, Oyer Amidish Kayim, the Mishmidish was Kayim, Oyer Bezdin, Agadu Vishlaim, Oyer Akotik, Mishlaim, everybody will in Shalim. Shabbos, So, as he traveled to Yerushalayim, he was sitting there separated from the wall, from the city. Why is the shofar allowed to be sounded in the court? Because the court is very careful mitzvahs, and in the presence, those who blow the shofar will not carry the shofar in the public domain, for the Beis Din will warn the people out of form. Nowadays, when we celebrate Rosh Hashanah in the exile for 2 days, the shofar is sounded on the second day, just as it sounded on the first. If the first day falls on Shabbos, those who were not in the presence of a court fit to blow the shofar on the Shabbos may blow the shofar on the second day alone.